Six companies have built 8 prototypes for a border wall near San Diego. The wall was, of course, one of President Trump's signature pledges on the campaign trail. Rhys Jones has studied border walls. He's a professor of geography at the University of Hawaii and author of the book Violent Borders, and he joins me. And Rhys, first off, what do you think of what you've seen so far of those prototypes?
Yeah, so they put up the 8 prototypes. 4 of them are all concrete walls. The other 4 are about half concrete and have other features of steel and metal on them. The thing that surprised me about them is that they don't seem to be that different than a lot of other border walls that you see out there. I mean, they're a little taller than most other walls are. These are all about 30 feet tall, whereas most walls are 10 to 20 feet, so they are a little higher. But otherwise, they don't seem to be that much more sophisticated. I was surprised not to see some sort of new radical designs in these prototypes.
So if these prototypes in many ways are similar to border walls used in other parts of the world, I guess the question has to be, are those other walls successful? Do they work?
Well, whether border walls work or not depends on the scale. At the local scale, they certainly work. If you put up a 30-foot fence or wall and you guard it with a lot of Border Patrol agents, there's no doubt that that's going to slow down and in some instances completely stop the people crossing in that particular place. But when we're talking about the U.S.-Mexico border, we're talking about an almost 2,000-mile-long border. So if you put up a fence in one place, as the U.S. did in the 1990s and early 2000s, it certainly stopped people crossing at San Diego, but they simply went to other places closer to you in Arizona and went through the deserts to come into the U.S. So the borders work at a local position, but they don't seem to have as much of an effect on total crossings at the border.
Are there things that you think that these prototypes could have included that might have made them more effective on a broader scale, sort of beyond that local level?
No. I mean, building a wall is often more of a symbol to demonstrate action about doing something about these issues that people have fears about. But walls in and of themselves don't really have that much of an impact on things crossing the border. If you look at people coming into the United States who are undocumented today, the majority of them came with a valid visa and overstayed it. So that building a border wall would have no effect on that. And in terms of drugs coming into the U.S., the majority of drugs come through the crossing points. They come in containers. They come in vehicles. So building a wall also has no impact on those. Increasingly, the Border Patrol sees drugs coming across in drones as well. And of course, a drone can fly right over a wall, even if it's 30 feet high.
On the symbolism front, I mean, is there something to be said for having something that is imposing on the border? I mean, would it maybe stop some people who are kind of on the fence, pardon the pun, about crossing illegally, maybe cause them to think twice about it, maybe not do it?
Well, you could suggest that a lot of the tough talk that's been happening in the U.S. and the anti-immigrant sentiments in the U.S. has discouraged some people from wanting to come to the U.S., feeling that it would be a bad place for them to be. But I'm not so sure that the wall discourages immigrants directly. Instead, I often think of it as a symbol that's more for the consumption of the national population, right? It demonstrates that that a politician is taking action about these things that people are afraid about. By building the wall, it symbolizes action, whether or not it actually does anything about the underlying issues.
Of the border walls that have been built around the world, are there any in particular that these prototypes remind you of?
I was surprised how similar they looked to Israel's wall in Jerusalem and in the West Bank, because that's the kind of the most well-known big concrete barrier that's out there. And many of the prototypes definitely evoke that. They're taller than the wall that Israel built, but otherwise they have a very similar appearance to that.
There's been some talk that potentially the wall, if it's built, would not be along the entirety of the U.S. border with Mexico, that where there are maybe some geographical boundaries, they wouldn't put a wall there. Where there's some other fencing or barrier there already, they wouldn't necessarily put this wall. I'm wondering if, in your mind, that means that where the wall would not be built is where the illegal crossings would sort of be funneled to, that maybe people are going to, you know, try to cross a mountain as opposed to try to, you know, go over or under or through a wall.
Absolutely. And the data on border walls from the past 20 years supports that completely. As border walls have been built in the past 20 years in San Diego or near El Paso, people haven't crossed there, but they've been funneled to more dangerous places to cross. And so recently that's been the deserts near Tucson in Arizona, where deaths went up dramatically with the construction of the wall because people are taking a much more dangerous route.
And would you assume that if this wall is built, the number of people who are dying trying to cross would go up?
I think that that's likely because they would be forced to take ever more dangerous routes. The other thing that increasing border security does, somewhat paradoxically, is that it contributes to the businesses of human smugglers.
All right, Reese, thanks a lot for your time.
Okay, Mark, thanks a lot.
Reese Jones is a professor of geography at the University of Hawaii and author of the book Violent Borders.